Something else I am remembering this Father's Day is the relay race at track and field events. While in high school, I was a member of a relay team which competed in the 2-mile relay. I was in the second position on the team for each event. I remember how much emphasis and importance our coach placed on the handoff of the baton. Actually, the race could be won or lost depending on how well the first 3 relay members passed on the baton. I have drawn an analogy from that experience, reminding myself of the grave importance in passing on life's baton to my children and grandchildren. For me, 2 special concerns remain. 1, what am I passing on? And 2, how well am I making the handoff? Finally, I have come to realize there is a gift exchange between generations. The exchange begins with parents and grandparents who love, listen, and recognize with respect each child's natural preferences and affirm his or her potential. Eventually, the gifts of honor and gratitude will return from the children, and they will continue returning for years to come. That has been my real and cherished experience. Now, are we a perfect family? By no means, but we are on a journey together where faith, hope, and love are the atmospherics we breathe. We believe in one another. We desire and expect good things for one another. And we love and forgive one another. Is that always easy? Not at all. But it's more than worth it. For me, being the father and grandfather in our family is one wonderfully satisfying journey. I salute my children and grandchildren for who they are and are becoming. I challenge you to resist trying to control others. Accept each person for who they are. Engage in genuine listening and understanding. Be consistent in respect for one another. It almost always makes for treasured connectedness. I certainly agree with Jack Baker, actor and author, who said, "Every dad, if he takes time out of his busy life to reflect upon his fatherhood, can learn ways to become an even better dad." Happy Father's Day.